Thank you for joining us at Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We are continuing in Acts 2, 1 through 13, and we're in the studio with Carrie, Miss Tara, myself, Sandy, and Hosanna.
Hey, Sandy.
I messed it up last time. That's why we're doing it.
Do you know what her nickname is?
No.
It's Xana.
Oh, is it really?
Isn't it cute?
You know what?
Oh,
I do know that, I think.
Thanks,
I forgot.
Do you realize
that's all over the world now?
Xana.
Perfect.
Xana. Well, if you could see her, she's adorable.
She is quite adorable.
She is.
But I got news for you. When you play cards with her, she's not so adorable.
Competitive?
I am the youngest of nine, so competitive is just, you know, part of the bargain.
That's how you survive.
She's smart. She definitely is the epitome, you know, you're just supposed to be, you know, wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove.
Okay, okay.
She's watched and learned a lot.
Innocent as dove, that might just be an appearance, you know.
It's good. Well, anyway, we're going to continue in with talking about the Holy Spirit and what we know about the Holy Spirit within our lives. What he does for us.
Yeah, we're at Pentecost, and you have to remember they've waited 10 days from the time that Jesus told them. And if you think about it, they waited even longer, and he kept telling them he was going to send him.
Yeah.
Yep. And now they know that fulfillment. And I was just thinking through, before we have you guys list out, I'm going to have us read the passage. We're going to do, if you'll read for us, Hosanna, Acts 2, 1 through. If you would go ahead and do it through... go ahead and do 1 through 13. And
then, do those names.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
We
perfect.
Love you.
Yes. Thanks, you guys.
You can just say, you know, the...
Just do it quickly.
Whatever.
Just
the C place. The
right.
Confidence, right?
Yes.
All right. Starting in verse 1, it says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, 'Are not all of these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native tongues? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Galatia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the words of God in our own tongues.' Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said, 'They have had too much wine to drink.'"
Uh-oh. Look out. Yikes. All right. So, one, I want to cover two things. I don't know if we'll get through both of them. One, I want us to consider all the things that the disciples knew about the Holy Spirit before this moment. Like, just be thinking through, I want you guys pondering that, like the different things that they know and have experienced. And then I want us to talk about the Holy Spirit and all the things that we know, because Scripture has told us in other places what we can know about the Holy Spirit, all right? And so just thinking through, what are some things that you know that the disciples knew about the Holy Spirit before this moment?
Well, that Jesus said he was going to come.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was promised.
Okay.
And then the promise. Yeah.
He's coming. He's a promise.
At Passover meal, Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he's like, "Hey, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send you a counselor." So he's going to be...
Right.
Good. Good.
Be mentoring them.
Yeah. All right. And what else?
Well, I think when they witnessed all that, they knew it was all powerful.
Yeah.
Because they were able to speak languages they had never studied or known, and they spoke it in a language people could hear.
Yeah.
Of all those, everybody there was different languages.
Correct. Do you think that they saw the power of the Holy Spirit at work in Jesus?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, as they were walking on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Did they see the Spirit of God at Jesus' baptism?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Luke tells us
right.
that.
Yeah. And the dove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the presence of the dove. Did they see the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in themselves? as they walked forward in faith and obedience.
Yeah, they would heal people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say they were able to do things they couldn't do on their own.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they came back and said, we saw Satan fall mm-hmm. like lightning. And mm-hmm. Jesus is like, wait, hold on. Let's get our focus where it needs to be. And so they were able to see that power. Were the people able to see that power in the disciples?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they would come to them and mm-hmm. ask for help.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so these are all the things that they've already seen evidence of Christ at work in them. And now they're going to see the fulfillment of the promises of what other scriptures will tell us. So just all the things that you can think of that it doesn't matter if it's Old Testament or New Testament, and it can be in the Gospels and it can be in the letters, just whatever truths you know about the Holy Spirit, let's just call those out right now.
The one that comes to mind for me is that he intercedes for us. You know, when we pray and we don't know, and the groanings and the utterings that, you know, that amazes me right there. Mm. You know, no matter what comes out of my mouth when I pray, the Spirit's going to do a better job, pretty much.
Yeah. And along with that, I think the Spirit brings conviction, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both, like, positive conviction, like, that was right, and that was not mm-hmm. right.
Okay. Absolutely.
So the affirmation of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. being able to know truth and to guide us in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether it's the truth of it's affirming the word of God, or the truth of that's darkness, that's not light, or that's light and that's not darkness. Yeah. The right. Spirit will do that.
I like in the passage, though, how too it he's declaring the mighty works of God, and it's kind of a remembrance, too, mm-hmm. you know, so that's truth as well, the things mm-hmm. that have.
Because you have to remember back.
You have to remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really
plus
good.
The commands, go there or don't go there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be in tune to that. Especially, you know, I always think of missionaries, you know, how in the world, you know, they always know where they're to go.
It gives us love discernment.
That. Yeah, it's like an assignment, right.
Discernment, yeah.
Oh, did you say discernment? I thought you said assignment.
Well, I'm going
both
to affirm.
True.
I'm going
discernment
to affirm
would
both.
Make more sense.
No, he gives us assignments too. Yes, you were right. You just didn't hear her word, but you spoke truth. So I'm going to affirm
always
that.
Good.
That's so good. Yeah, okay. So these are good things. So some of the things that I had that was also there is that the Spirit will always point to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Spirit will always affirm Jesus. The Spirit will not contradict the Word of God. So if it says one thing in one place and, you know, it will always, the Spirit will affirm. It's mm-hmm. not going to ever go against the context of the Word of God. The Spirit will always give glory to the Father, because Jesus always gives glory to the Father, and he is the one. And so it will always, it's always about the glory of the Father. So those were some that, like, just that are important in my mm-hmm. life that God has used in me to remind myself, especially when I need to test something inside me. You know, am I giving God glory? Does this affirm Scripture? Does this point to Jesus? Does this come from his authority, or does it come from man's? Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things. And you can see the evidence of that.
Also, when Jesus came back, you know, when he was resurrected, his resurrected body, he could appear in many places where the Spirit's with us all the time, mm-hmm. ever present also.
Right.
So.
Right. And the Spirit also is the affirmation of joy in us. And we can awaken it. So I think of when Mary walked in with baby Jesus in the womb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John.
Zachariah mm-hmm. leapt with joy, and it said it was the Spirit within him leaping. And thinking about just those moments where you know it's the Spirit of God at work in you, and you just feel that peace.
Yeah.
And so
I was going with John the Baptist.
No.
With leaping.
Well, the leaping,
in the
joy.
Of Elizabeth. Yeah.
Well, the joy. And then I'm moving to the next one is then with peace even.
Yeah.
So the conviction at different times in my life where I wasn't at peace when things were chaotic mm-hmm. and he convicted me. You have inside you the Prince of Peace. Yeah. He dwells in you. You have received that promise. You have the one who guides in truth. And so no matter how bad the circumstances are, I can trust the movement of the Spirit of God inside me and trust that peace in me. So I can trust him with joy. but I can also trust him in peace regardless of the circumstances.
I think the key word you said too was intentionally. We intentionally have to remember.
Yeah.
Or think back, like mm-hmm. Carrie said.
Well, and he is very intentional. We talked about that mm-hmm, the first show.
The purpose.
The purpose yeah. of he's always working towards. Did we say within this radio segment, the counselor?
I think we started with it, didn't we?
Did we? Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if that was said during the break or if it was said during the show.
It might have been during the break, so it's good to point that out.
It could have been because we were being pretty goofy in the break. So all of these things, and they're here, they are. And the fulfillment has come. And it comes in that mighty rushing wind with a sudden sound of heaven being poured out and dwelling upon them. And just the power of God and the evidence of the power of God in them and among them is happening. Mm-hmm. And that just blows my mind. The beauty of God and the gift of what he has for us is just incredible. And so I just wanted us to make sure that we focused on that one. Then, now that we've looked at that, I want us to be considering in this passage, it talks about that the people, when it came, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability, okay, he's talking about the tongues of fire that fell upon them, and that they're able to speak in different languages. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled up some stuff just that I wanted to share through some commentators that I thought were pretty good that would be helpful. One is that before one can be filled, David Guzik reminds us that we must recognize our own emptiness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that willingness in prayer and obedience to allow him to be at work in us, that's extremely important. And then the disciples at this point were willing to allow that fulfillment of the promise to be done in them. There was an openness to that. And they were men of faith, walking by faith, and it wasn't their timing. Because if the ascension happened, how much time would it take you before you got sad?
Yeah. They were waiting and receptive. They were anticipating.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it was 10 days, and so it's not their timing. Mm-hmm. And and it's crazy because right now with all of us with grace, it seems like that's the number one thing for all of us is all of us are waiting for God's timing of things after mm-hmm. and being willing to say, okay, we're willing to wait on that. And then in his timing, he doesn't ever come in the way we expect.
True.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's usually an unexpected. Now, I would not have thought, he's going to show up and all these people that are crowded around. I want you to keep in mind, they're still in the time frame of what they would have been celebrating when they, as a mob, gathered and said, crucify him. Mm. So the same people that would have been in the crowd, crucify him, were also in this crowd.
Right.
Okay? And we have them from every nation. I loved it when Hosanna was reading the nations. Every nation is represented. And every nation is impacted. Why is that?
Because, go ahead. Jesus wasn't sent to save just the Jewish people.
All the people.
And it may not be till later that the movement will reach out to the Gentiles. But here, Jesus is like, we're going to have the Holy Spirit empower the languages so mm-hmm. people from every nation can hear this gospel. Mm-hmm.
The point is exactly that. For the gospel to be preached, for us to give glory to God. Mm-hmm. Boom, period. Right there. Mm-hmm. And so the Spirit of God is going to work so that Jesus is pointed out and that God is glorified. And that's what happened. And so that these people could hear and believe and receive, and then that way the gospel shoots out to mm-hmm. all nations so that every people group, every tribe, every tongue can know that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe on him. Mm-hmm. That's just... I love my God so much. And there's a lot of debate on whether or not people immediately want to take this passage and go into the topic of speaking in tongues and cause all kinds of discussions on that. We are not going to go into a whole lot on that because that's not the intent of this study. But I did want to share a few things that I found within some commentators that I wanted to share. And that one is that Guzik pointed out that when Peter started to preach, the spirit of what was happening amongst the people with the tongues stopped because the Spirit of God will never go against the preaching of the Word of God. And would never cause confusion when the Word of God is being spoken because the Word of God is Christ. And so that is one. The other is that the Spirit of God would never allow confusion to happen because the Spirit of God, one of the fruit of the Spirit, is self-control. Mm-hmm. And so those two things I think are important for us to keep in mind when we consider speaking in tongues, because it will never go against the Word of God. It'll never cause confusion when the Word of God is being spoken. The Spirit of God will remain silent to allow the Word to speak. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And yes. I thought that's pretty powerful. And so I wanted to point that one out. Then how much time? Okay, we're getting close. I was like, oh my goodness, it's going so fast to get it all in. And then the other thing I wanted to share is that when Peter started to do his sermon, we have to recognize he had no preparation. Okay.
Impromptu speeches.
Yeah. Have you guys, like, all right, just, I absolutely laughed when I read the commentator that said that, because I thought, I will spend hours and hours and hours for what would be the equivalent of an hour of preparation. And I just laughed, because how many times have we been called on to give an account and you just speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what he really wants us to do, is to trust the Spirit of God in us to speak understand. What we know.
Well, and also like in the Bible, you know, when we read it how many times, God always, or the Holy Spirit always reveals something new to us, always.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's exciting about the Bible, because it's living.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't change, but it changes us. Yeah.
And the nice thing is that though it may be new to us, it's not new.
Right.
Because Ecclesiastes 1:9 says there's nothing new under the sun. Right. These truths are set truths that were set by God's authority long before we ever had them written down. Mm-hmm. And he's just allowing it to be a revelation that we finally hear and understand.
I mean, we can hear a lot from other people, because that's knowledge.
Right.
But him speaking to us is us actually reading the Word.
Exactly. Yeah. And you have to have heard the Word to have faith.
Right.
We're so glad you're listening, and we're wanting you to come back. God bless.